The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Well, happy Monday, BTN news listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the news show. It's the 11th of November, 2019. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend for you right now in about 5 minutes. Been having a problem reading those encrypted emails there on your Mac? Well, Apple is aware of it, and they're working on it. Yes, apparently they are working on a fix that will make it possible to read portions of encrypted emails after this was actually discovered by an IT specialist. Apparently the flaw is in the way the mail's messages are actually handled by Siri. Now, if you're not on Mac version Sierra or Catalina, then you're probably not having this problem. But the majority of you, yeah, probably are. Now, to get all techie mumble-jumble on you, apparently it was found in the snippets.db file. That's the file that Siri uses to make suggestions. Well, it was sorting text for messages that were supposed to be encrypted. However, though, if you're thinking like me, let's just disable Siri and then we can move on. Well, apparently that doesn't work. All we can hope now for is the fix, which they have been working on apparently since July of this year, when this little bug was found out about. Do you want the world's most powerful processor? If you're thinking Intel, you're thinking wrong. Nope, AMD is now on top when it comes to that, at least for the next couple of days, I'm sure. They got a new 24-core processor and a 32-core processor. Those would be the Threadripper 3960X and the Threadripper 3970X. Now, as far as the 32-bit core goes, according to AMD, it offers a 90% faster performance over the competition. That competition, yeah, Intel. But not only that, it actually offers 66% better power efficiency. So really, just how fast is the fastest processor? Well, according to AMD, say something like Adobe Premiere, they are saying tasks done within it are actually up to 26% quicker than, say, an i9 processor, and up to 42% faster than an 8-core i9 processor. Sounds enticing? Well, get your wallet ready. The processor is going to set you back about $749. Yep, unfortunately, speed still doesn't come cheap. Finally, yes, boys and girls, sorry, it's a shorty news show today. But we all know what time of year it is. No, I'm not talking about the holiday season, Christmas and all that, nah. I'm talking about the lovely flu and cold season. Ugh. You know, the time of year where you walk around and somebody coughs and sneezes on you and you think, good Lord, can't you use your hands? Well, we may not be able to avoid those people, but maybe we can avoid the flu entirely. Thanks to Watson and the Weather Channel. Yeah, an unlikely combination, but apparently these two have teamed up. If you happen to check out the latest version of the Weather Channel app, by the way, available for Android and iOS, it actually now includes a Flu Insights feature, powered by the none other IBM's Watson. Yes, apparently Watson's going to be able to warn you when the flu is starting to get out of control in your neck of the woods. In fact, Watson's going to be able to give you a 15-day flu forecast, as well as notifications say that the flu is starting to get out of hand at one specific spot or another. Yeah, it's going to be able to tell you that. Now, no, it won't be in a block radius or anything, but more or less, say, in the city you're living in. Of course, these things will be based on the weather and, of course, reports that are coming in from the CDC. Yes, those flu reports. How accurate it's going to be, no one really knows. But we all know how accurate the weather forecast is nowadays, don't we? Don't we? Have you got yourself a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hop on over to our official website where the podcast, blog, and so much more are living over there. And it's all for your enjoyment. britishtechnetwork.com, powered by those fine folks over at TSO Host. Get yourself some awesome, reliable web hosting today by visiting their website at tsohost.com. Give us a like over there on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter, too, at British Tech. And come join our BTN community over at our Slack room by joining us at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for tomorrow's installment, I hope, with a hell of a lot more news. Whatever we get, we'll bring it your way tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, smile, it's Monday. Have a good one, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.